Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry. We do have some locally dense fog forming in spots and a little bit of chill in the air early this morning. Some places back into the 30s, others in the lower to mid 40s to start the day. As the sun gets higher in the sky, the fog will dissipate, revealing brilliant sunshine for the mid-morning hours right on through the afternoon. And this will allow temperatures to climb quickly back through the 40s and 50s. And today, I think we'll get through the 60s and into the lower to mid-70s on average. Even some upper 70s possible in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. That high will drift off the eastern seaboard tonight. And this is going to open the door for some clouds to head our way. It's part of a disturbance which is pivoting through the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley. This system will tend to slow down as it approaches the mid-Atlantic coast and draw in moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And while I think it will be dry tonight, most places will have an increasing cloud cover by sunrise, and temperatures will be back into the 40s to around 50. With that disturbance along the East Coast tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy, and there's a good chance of rain in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. North of I-90, just a few showers a little further away from the storm's center, but high temperatures will stay in the 60s where we have clouds and rain, and push towards 70 where it stays mainly dry. On Sunday, more of the same as that disturbance sort of just stalls out over the Delmarva region. We'll have lots of clouds and scattered showers around. The best chance for a steadier rain on Sunday will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into New England. In these places, temperatures will stay in the 60s again with more dry weather to the north and closer to the Canadian border. Highs will be near 70. The disturbance will kick back into motion on Monday and Tuesday, but still meanders east and south of Long Island. This will keep the weather a bit unsettled with a few scattered showers early next week and highs in the lower 70s. Finally, as the system kicks out of here, it will be replaced by a ridge of high pressure on Wednesday and Thursday, and more summer-like warmth will build into the region. Highs both days will be around 80, even with the risk of a passing thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, some re-intensification of morning thunderstorms may occur over the southeastern United States as the atmosphere destabilizes again across northern Florida into southern Georgia. This will result in continued threat for strong to damaging wind gusts in and around these storms. Meanwhile, an upper-level low over the Pacific Northwest and northern California will remain stationary over the West Coast through tomorrow evening. This will be a cold and windy storm, which will bring the potential for damaging winds and accumulating snowfall over the higher elevations of the Intermountain West and Great Basin. And Tropical Cyclone 1B continues to parallel the east coast of India. This cyclone produced 3 days of torrential rain in Sri Lanka, producing massive flooding and mudslides earlier this week. Also, an all-time high temperature record was set at Ahmedabad, India, yesterday when it reached 122 degrees there. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 30 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 39. 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Ketchum Ranger Station, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 60, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.79 inches of rain for the month, which is 31 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.12 inches for the year, which is 3.15 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 217 for the month, and 5,397 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m. 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with increasing clouds towards sunrise, lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers with a steadier rain closer to the coast, highs in the upper 60s to around 70 on average. Mostly cloudy with showers on Sunday near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower Monday, lower to mid-70s. A better chance at more showers Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer near 80 Wednesday. And the outside risk of a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and warm, again near 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.